Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome inside the Pomp and Joe Show. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. Good morning, Austin. How are you today?
Morning, Bob. I'm doing well, and it's always good to be here with you. You have an incredible draft hat on today.
That's right. Take a look at that. It's the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh. That's going to be a nutty week when you think about it. How much excitement, how much drama, because the Pittsburgh Steelers will still have a situation on their hands where they're going to need to draft a quarterback. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, why not see what Will Howard, the problem Will Howard is going to have in this, since you brought the hat up and I'll go right into this topic, is he won't truly be able to develop, not to the point where they can make a decision on him at all, unless things go completely wrong and he's forced to play somehow. But you know what I mean? He's not going to get, other than reps in training camp, some preseason games, beyond that, not much. So how do you have a proper evaluation about Will Howard to the point where you don't draft a quarterback? They will draft a quarterback. I think everyone knows that.
Right. I mean, you are right in that sense. They can develop him through practices and everything during the course of the season, but it won't be game reps, and he's going to end up with limited reps anyway because Rodgers and Rudolph are going to end up with a majority of them. So what we see from Will Howard in the course of the preseason is basically all we're going to get. Hopefully all that we get, because that means that Rodgers and Mason Rudolph stay healthy and are productive, because if both are not healthy or both are not productive, then you're going to see Will Howard.
No question about that, but most likely you won't see him, and that's why if you're going to get any sort of read on him, watching him at training camp, because he'll get a lot of action there, you would think. I would think Skylar Thompson's the man out. You know, he'll be gone. He'll be getting the Chris Oladukun treatment. He won't get much of a opportunity to show anything.
He'll be winning two Super Bowls then, Bob.
That's right. Send him to another team and get a couple of rings. How about that career? Chris Oladukun was in the right spot at the right time. And it's funny that he was drafted by the Steelers right after that. Brock Purdy went to San Francisco, and in the same exact round, number 7. All right, off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what we have happening on today's show. Jeff Hathorn, sports director here and a man who wears so many hats, will be on with us at 11 o'clock. And then we have Tyler Kennedy coming on at 12:30, a later start time. What do you think Tyler's up to? Is he playing golf early this morning? Had to move back to slot time?
That's a great question. If so, I want to know how he shot today.
Yeah, I wonder if his wrist is okay. Last time we saw him, He had wrist injury based on golf. So that'll come up at 12:30. And throughout the course of the day, we have open lines for you to call and air your opinions at 412-928-9370. All right, let's talk about the Pirates because, you know, they played again and got swept again. They had an opportunity last night to come back. In your update, Austin, you pretty much summed the whole thing up correctly. And one of those was that Key Brian Hayes is starting to hit a little bit. Not with power, but he's driving in runs when given the opportunity. In fact, he's been better than most in the last 3 weeks in that department. I'm just curious about that trade market for him. You know, all of these guys mostly fall under this category for me. We can lose with you or without you. And if you can bring something back for him, I don't know how many teams. I was looking last night to see teams that might need a third baseman. Not many at this point, unless they're dissatisfied with the current player they have there, and I'm not sure of those situations at all. Is there a market for Key Brian Hayes?
Well, I'm sure there is for a relatively, maybe not pirate speaking, but a relatively affordable bat and a really good defender. I mean, you're talking about a gold glove guy at third. If there is a team that has a ton of offense but struggles with defense, I imagine that Ke Bryan Hayes would be attractive to that team. Like, would the Yankees take him on? We know they have significant bats in their lineup. Would they take Hayes? They have a need at third base for defensive purposes and also to slot him like ninth in their lineup. That's been the one team that it seems like he's been most rumored towards.
Yeah, and you have to look at a team that has a lot of offense. It doesn't really rely on a guy to have offense, which might bring out the best in Ke Bryan Hayes. Who knows? Where he's not expected to do much. And for whatever reason, has just never blossomed here. So at some point, something will happen with him. You would think he's on that list. Jason Mackey had an interesting tweet. He says, O'Neill Cruz has played 326 Major League games, 109 OPS plus, WAR 6.0. Sort of similar to Neil Walker. He compared the two. And over his first 286 games, Cruz has an OPS of 754. Walker's was 761. Cruz has hit 56 home runs, Walker 24. Cruz has 63 stolen bases, Walker 12. His point is to let Cruz develop, which is, I think, you and I both agree with that. There are some people who believe that, you know, he's never going to blossom. He's just in a situation now where he's going to become a strikeout victim more than he's not going to get on base enough. He won't become a 40-40 guy because he can't get on base. But I'm with Jason on this. I think he's still young enough, and I see too much potential there to walk away from it. I'd play him, and I'd continue to play him, and just try to work with him so that he can become a better hitter and get on base more so they can increase the stolen bases.
Well, you have to just because the talent is just so immense. And I feel like we're going to see that in the Derby coming up on Monday too, which, look, we know just the power potential that O'Neill Cruz had. He hit the ball, what, 438 in Kansas City earlier in the series on a breaking pitch where typically he's a big-time fastball hitter. He's going to be on full display for the country to watch, just the pure, raw athletic ability and pure talent that he has being able to swing the bat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, there are still a lot of holes in his game, and I would be fine letting him develop, especially because you don't have a lot of players that are as talented as him on the team. You probably don't have anybody outside of Skeens. Nobody else that can hit the ball the way that O'Neill Cruz can. So you just have to be patient with him, even though it's very easy to have that patience grow thin.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating to watch, but given how much need there is for batting and hitting in this lineup, one guy who can hit that kind of power, you're not going to move on from him, nor should you. 412-928-9370. Call us with your opinions. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And, of course, the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And if you do call the hotline, know this. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusting plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, ESPN, and every time we look at different sites, I saw this from Fox 2 weeks ago. They gave the Steelers offseason, Fox did a B-. ESPN has given them a C. Are you comfortable with that grade for the offseason?
No, I'm not. I gave them a B. I think a C is a little bit too low. Why did they give them a C?
I don't know. I just saw the grade. I didn't get into the thing. I couldn't open it today. My computer was giving me problems. But I'm sure if it was anything like the Fox report, it was just bringing in guys who are older along, not enough talent depth-wise at certain positions. I'm not sure what ESPN ranked that on, but they gave them a C. So I would say to that, as I said to you before, I would give it a much better grade than that, only because they did nothing to compromise their future here.
You gave them an A, Bob.
I did.
Do you stand by the A that you gave
them? I stand by
the
A, yeah, and for this reason. My expectation once everything, you know, fell apart when Justin Fields decided to leave was, all right, now what do they do? How do they salvage the season? Because the Steelers never like to, you know, just waste a season. They're going to try to compete. And what they've done was bring in guys who have resume, who are not tied to them beyond 1 year, essentially, and giving them a chance to be, if everything works correctly, a playoff team. And I still believe that. So I think they went to work and did what they had to do to just make this season more viable than it looked maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah, and the reason why I gave them a B is just because safety now is a question, even though they added another corner in Jalen Ramsey after the trade. I do like them bringing in Rodgers, but there is a lot of risk there. Jonnu Smith's a good addition, but they still don't have a wide receiver too. So
unless he is it.
B might be a little bit generous, but I think it fits. I think B is a good passing grade for what is not an average, but a slightly above average offseason, because I think they got better. They're improved from last year. Their wide receiver group, I believe, is better. Their offensive line under another year, I hope, is better, but I think the running back room is better, and the corners are better. They're worse at safety. They are...
Are they worse at safety?
That's a good question, Bob. That's a very good question.
Because I know you have something that you told me about that would indicate that maybe the NFL in general is not sold on Minkah Fitzpatrick.
So Jeremy Fowler put out a story this morning. Execs, coaches, and scouts ranked the NFL's top 10 safeties for 2025. Bob, where do you think that Minkah Fitzpatrick ranks on this list?
Top 10?
Top 10, yes.
Well, because you asked it that way, I'd have to say outside of the top 10 or at the bottom of the top 10?
So he is in the top 10.
Okay, but he's not in the top 5.
He is not in the top 5.
Is he in the top 7?
He is not in the top 7.
8.
He is not 8.
So he must be 10.
He is 9.
9, okay.
Yes. Minkah's highest rating ever was 2. Last year he was 4. So this year he has dropped to 9. As an AFC executive said, he was the best in the NFL for years, but is slowing down.
Well, you can explain that watching some of the plays that resulted in touchdowns where he was primarily the victim. And again, these are complicated plays because you don't know specifically what sort of coverage they're all in and who's responsible for what. But he oftentimes let guys get behind him,
yeah,
and they resulted in touchdowns. And I wonder how much of that the Steelers saw. Obviously, they did not believe they were getting bang for their buck with as much money as they were paying him for what they were getting in return. But then I also thought they were putting him in a situation that led to less of those big plays. They want the big plays, but yet he was not in a position to make a lot of them. Is that his fault or their fault, or is it both?
I truly wonder, Bob, if they played him so far off the line because they came to this realization that this other AFC executive had, that Minkah is slowing down. He's just not capable over the course of a 17-game season of being able to be the player that we saw in 2020 and 21 and 22 when he was an all-pro, consistent Pro Bowler. Were they trying to hide him on the field? They knew he was very expensive. They knew they had to play him, but they maybe didn't trust him enough, even though he was always in the film sessions with Tomlin and everything. They didn't trust him to be in the right spots on the field, and clearly communication was an issue.
Well, that is what I was going to bring up next. We've heard a lot from different players about miscommunication. Miscommunication. Well, who is responsible for miscommunication? Is it the player? Is it the coaching staff? Is it a combination of both? Whatever the case may be, it did not work out. So I wonder, what do the Miami Dolphins then believe? Because they can't believe this list.
Oh, they've would not always loved him. They've always loved
him. Well, they loved him enough to trade him in the first place.
Right, he kind of didn't want to be there, and he kind of forced his way out.
All right, but they still love him, even though a lot of what you're saying, these executives tend to believe, and the Steelers obviously do too, that he's lost a step and is not nearly the player he once was.
So the top 10, Minkah rates higher than Julian Love, the safety from Seattle, followed by Minkah. Then Buda Baker is 8. So these are all players that are ranked higher than Minkah. Buda Baker is 8 of the Cardinals. Antoine Winfield, who last year was the number 1 safety, he goes down to 7. Derwin James, who Minkah is rated higher than last year, is 6 from the Chargers. Kirby Joseph moves up all the way to 5 from the Detroit Lions. Jesse Bates, formerly of Cincinnati, is 4 from Atlanta, followed by Xavier McKinney, Brian Branch of the Lions. So the Lions have 2
Lions,
top 10 safeties.
Yeah, they're both very good, too.
And I think you know who number 1 is, Kyle Hamilton.
Well, and Baltimore is really a very good team all the way through when you look at their roster. But now that he's gone, and I still think there's a story to be told there about why this actually happened.
Oh, definitely.
Because it came out of nowhere, and I don't think anyone suspected it, only because Minkah Fitzpatrick was signed here. Yeah, we heard the Jalen Ramsey rumors, but I thought that was going to result in a draft pick. I thought when, you know, they have a lot of draft picks, use one now if you want to trade for him, bring him in here if that's how you feel you want to upgrade your cornerback position. But it became far more than that. So now you're going to have to, you know, the safety position, we talked about this yesterday looking at their roster. You know, they don't have a lot of big-time experience back there. I mean, Deshaun Elliott is a good player. But Juan Thornhill, I don't think, is going to cut the mustard there on a regular basis, which makes me think that Jalen Ramsey is going to be doing a lot of both, a lot of moving around, sort of a hybrid kind of personality in there. He's a ball hawk. You need that if you're going to play that center field position. But he's also older as well. And there are some who believe he's a step slower than he used to be. And who's not? As you get older, 10 years in the league or whatever, you're going to be slower just because it's the way it goes.
Yeah, you are. And that's why I truly wonder, like, could we see Darius Slay at safety? Or could we see...
Well, I don't know if I'd do that. He's 34 and coming off a bad year, I thought.
Yeah, but will they try to do something similar to, like, Patrick Peterson? If he's 34 and coming off a bad year, Bob, wouldn't you want to play him more in a safety-like position than playing him at outside corner, lining up against the likes of Justin Jefferson in Ireland or T. Higgins
all right,
or
if
Chase?
You do that, so you're doing Ramsey and Porter.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ramsey and Porter would be the two outside corners, yeah.
I don't think they've given up on Corey Trice yet, but I don't know how much to expect from him moving forward.
No, he's just a depth piece. And James Pierre, are we going to see him for his 12th NFL season, it feels like?
Apparently so.
He's still on the roster, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah, he is.
They just love still these special teams darlings that end up having to factor in on the field, and when they go in, they get torched.
Well, you hope they don't have to go in. That's the thing.
I mean,
if they're on the special teams, that's one thing. But if they go beyond that, then all of a sudden their weaknesses are exposed. 412-928-9370 is the number. So we offered that number up for you, and if you called it, we'd like to hear from you. So I do think we have some callers here, Austin.
All right, let's start with Bob. He is in Moon. He would like to talk to you, Bob.
Bob on Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I watched the game, Pirate game, last night, and then I listened to you last night on the sports call, and you mentioned about Ben Cherington has to make good trades coming up. You know what? Ben Cherington should be fired first thing this morning. And at the latest, at this All-Star break, I mean, this is just ridiculous what he's done when it comes to, as an example, first base. You know, a couple years ago, there was Cody Bellinger available in free agency. They didn't get him. They got Roddy Tellez. Last year, there was Pete Alonso, and I don't know if they could have got him, but who did they get? They got Horowitz. And that trade there, they traded a quality pitcher for Horowitz. And anybody can see that he is not a prolific batter. He is not a power batter either. If anyone like me, you, or Austin just has to look at the Pirates' history, when the Pirates won a World Series in 71, who was the first baseman? Bob Robertson,
Big Red. I used to love that guy.
A power hitter. When the Pirates won the World Series in 79, who was the first baseman? Wasn't it Willie Stargell?
They moved him around, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you need power to get your point, absolutely. But where are you going to find it, given what you have to give up? I don't think they have all that much to give up unless they give up prospects and a lot of them.
Well, but still, you have to go get some type of a power hitter. Horowitz, he's not – I mean, I'll give him credit for his defensive ability, but – He's just a probably an average at best batter without power. And so for you to think that this Charrington is going to come up with these good trades now, especially since he's now under so much pressure and on the hot seat, so much more than he was in the off season last year when he made those trades. So he should be fired at this All-Star break. He should not be.
Well, if you're going to do that, you should have done it already. And that's the thing. Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate that. And that's the conundrum they find themselves in. You mentioned Pete Alonso. That was such an affordable deal to be made. If they wanted to do it, and I realize maybe he wanted to return to the Mets, but he seemed to be having problems getting what he wanted. But he signed a two-year, $54 million deal, Austin. 2 years, $54 million.
Very doable.
For that, he's hit .290 this year with 21 home runs and 75 runs batted in.
Yeah, and that's a player option for next year, yeah. So ultimately he could opt out.
Are you
out,
telling me they can't do that? I would up it by $30 million if it meant getting him here.
I could care less about, you know, the player option. I'd want him under contract another year, sure, but, I mean, Pete Alonso would have been the guy basically that Joe keeps referring to as one big bat in the lineup, one impactful bat to change everything.
And that was available if they wanted to just be aggressive and go get it.
Yes, it was.
So you're telling me you can't afford 27 a year for a first baseman who hits 21 home runs and drives in 75 on pace for over 110 runs batted in?
You're going to get $1 million per home run that he hits. That's a pretty good evaluation to me. It's a pretty good bargain.
And what it would do to your lineup is significant. It changes a lot of the dynamic of who hits before him and after him.
Yeah, I still think they would need one other guy outside of Alonso to make this a very good lineup, or a lineup that you can trust, not just adding one bat. But he would change it to the point where maybe at the very beginning of the season, some of those games that they had where if they only scored just four runs,
one
they
swing,
would win it.
Right.
One swing would
think
be able to change
everything.
Think of
75 runs batted in already. Who has on the Pirates? Who's the leading RBI? Is it Reynolds?
Yeah, Reynolds is like 43
or something
so.
Like that.
Yeah.
All right. You put 75 runs batted in there in the first base spot. And a guy who plays every single day. Sorry about that. I left my phone on.
Who's calling today, Bob?
That's actually, if you want to know, my sleep coach.
Oh.
Did you know I have a sleep coach?
I did not, no.
Yeah, well.
How is your sleep?
And I'm going to ask anyone out there, please help me out here. So I have this sleep apnea thing where I have to wear this big, gigantic mask, and I cannot wear it. Yeah. I am struggling with this thing. It comes falling off my face. Can't breathe correctly with it. It's impossible to sleep. It's supposed to help, but so far, I just can't do it. So my sleep coach, and I hated not to pick up the call, but I'm not going to pick up the call on the air. Or should I? Maybe I should have just discussed it on air.
That could be good therapy for you, Bob.
But I mean, if someone out there has an alternative method, is there something less invasive so I don't have to put this whole hockey headgear on to go to sleep? So I digress, but if you let me know at 412-928-9370.
I've been getting like 7 hours of sleep, 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and I still feel tired.
Well,
I
bet you don't get up throughout the course of the night, do you?
No,
well,
thankfully, okay.
Wait till you get to that point of your life.
No.
Because then it's dark, you're running into things, you stub your toe, all you want to do is go to the toilet. And somehow in the dark, even though you know the way, there's something in the way.
You bump into something?
Yeah.
There's like a laundry basket that's left in the middle of the hallway?
And well, not that. It would be something that I left or I didn't, you know, a shoe or something. Who knows?
No.
Anyway, so Alonso would have been a good pick. And that was my point of this offseason. His name was out there, and I remember taking calls on it, and people would immediately discount it, immediately say, no, the Pirates would never spend that. Then you have to ask yourself a question and ask it to the Pirates. Why wouldn't you spend it? $27 million a year? Come on. That's for them, they should be involved in contracts like that, given the fact that their roster this year, total roster is like 75 to 82 million. I forget what exactly it is, given and take guys leaving and coming onto the roster. But did you realize that Devin Booker got a one-year deal? Basically got 2 years, but 1 year on average, he's making $72 million. Did you know this, Austin? Devin Booker makes almost as much as the entire Pirate roster, and so does Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And by the way, Oklahoma City is loading up. They're signing all their players. They just won a championship, and they're trying to create a core, which is exactly what you want to do. Presti, their general manager, is very aggressive that way, and even Holmgren got a big deal of $250 million. So they're going to be good for many years in Oklahoma City. Anyway, my point there being the Pirates haven't spent enough, and they had a golden opportunity to be aggressive in this past offseason and get players like Pete Alonso or anyone else for that matter who could have helped their offense. And that is going to be the system they're in again. They're going to have the same exact situation coming up in this offseason. Because I don't expect any colossal trades. I don't know where they're going to make the colossal trade. I don't know if they're willing to part with Mitch Keller. And even if they do, what will you get for Mitch Keller? Knowing that you've taken a big piece of your starting rotation away, and now you have to make sure some of these younger guys are capable of filling it. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Want to hear your takes on that. Also, more on the Steelers and just basically what they've been going through in terms of filling this roster. ESPN gave him a C. Fox gave him a B-. I gave him an A. Austin gave him a B-, or B?
I gave him a B. And
okay,
Bob,
B.
You would never believe this. Well, maybe you would. The entire phone line is lit up with people wanting to help you with your sleep.
Really? Oh, I see that.
Yes,
oh,
how about this, Bob?
How about that? Why don't we just go real quick through a few of them and see what they have to say, because I'm curious.
All right.
Who do you want to go to first?
Let's first go to Tom. He would like to chime in.
Tom, help me.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today? Did you sleep last night?
No, and that's why I'm cranky if I'm cranky, because I didn't get enough. Do you have this?
Yes.
You have CPAP.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do?
Yes.
What do you take?
I had a CPAP, but first off, I played a Shark Tears on Saturday. My God, the green is beautiful.
Beautiful. They do. Keep them going. Bob Davis and all the crew up there do a great job. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so I had a CPAP. I had a buddy that worked for the company, tried so many different masks. And, it's just a fight. And I went and got a dental mouth guard, which they told me it would help me with my snoring, but not so sure about the apnea. But I haven't had any instances since I've been using it for about a year now.
I'll take that into consideration, Tom. Thank you. And listen, I don't snore, though. That's the thing. I always associated sleep apnea with snoring, Austin, but I don't snore. At least that's what my wife says. So, but I have AFib, and I have to deal with that. And they think one of the reasons you can help yourself is by going on this. So I'm discussing way too much of my medical history. Who's next?
Well, Bob, here's a man that calls himself Dr. Bob that would like to help you.
Doctor. Help me, doctor.
Yes. Well, I just heard a gentleman right before you. A mouthpiece can work, but if you're diagnosed with sleep apnea that needs the CPAP, there are other aspects for CPAP they could go ahead and give you. So what you want to do is ask if you are eligible for the mouthpiece first. Because if the mouthpiece works for you, you don't need anything else. But since you're not snoring, that may be your sleep apnea is more of a problem with your central nervous system. So that's why you have to have the CPAP. But that's what you want to talk to your sleep coach about. You want to ask those questions. And then also ask about the other nasal apparatuses you could use besides a big mask.
Yeah, all I want is less. I want just something that goes up my nostrils, right? And like a sort of an oxygen thing, and I don't have to worry about putting that whole mask on.
Right.
Well, but now you scared me, Dr. Bob. You said my whole central nervous system is messed up. Now, I don't want to hear that.
No. What it is there's sleep apnea. There's two types. One is basically the obstruction one. The other one is your brain relaxes too much and doesn't let you breathe, so that's why you have to have the air blown down your throat. So that's a big difference between the two. So that's why a lot of this stuff is all new for a lot of people, because people always snored. They didn't know why.
Right.
But now they have testing. I'm assuming you went for the test.
I did the test, yes. It wasn't a whole bunch of it, but it was enough to make them think I needed it. So it was a minor case of it.
Nine times out of ten, a lot of times, even if you're eligible for the mouthpiece, they'll go right to the CPAP. So you want to ask those questions.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I don't want to turn this into a sleep apnea commercial here, or what I'm trying to do here, Austin. So I appreciate Eddie and Mike and Jim and Rick, and I don't need to. We're going to spend too much time on this. So that wasn't my intention. My phone rang, and look what happened.
Yeah, that's the people want to help you, Bob. This is the populace coming to the rescue.
All right, well, let's take one more call. It doesn't have to be on sleep apnea, though. I appreciate you guys calling. If you don't get on, I think I've heard enough here to make me know what I have to do, although I do appreciate it. Who do we go to now,
All right,
now,
here's
Austin?
Severino, who wants to chime in.
All right, Severino, what's going on?
Hey, how are we doing today?
Well, you sound energetic. What's up?
Oh, I am. I'm getting ready to go to the gym, and you don't got your buddy on today telling me Rogers is over the hill. So I'm my blood pressure stabilized. But let's get over to your sleep apnea, Bobby. How long have you been doing it? Is it just recent, a week or two?
This mask, you mean? Yeah, I've been.
Yeah,
just a couple weeks.
Okay, you got to give it some time. I've done it for over 10 years, and believe me, I don't like anybody touching my face, head, or nothing. Believe me, I know how you're feeling there. But you got to tell yourself you don't want, you know, losing oxygen to your brain while you're sleeping. You got to get in that deep sleep, let the machine do its work. Now, if it doesn't work over a month or 2 months, Bob, maybe try Insignia. There's no mask. You just push a button, and you're good.
That sounds easier to me. All right. Severino, thanks.
I'm telling you what, the mask is not that bad. It really isn't. You just got to give it time for the adjustment. And then when you start getting those deep sleeps and you wake up with that energy, ooh, when you go to sleep, you will not forget to put that mask on. That mask is, I'm telling you, it gives me the energy I need. I'll tell you that.
I can tell. You came on with a big ball of energy. Thanks, Severino. We appreciate that. All right, you guys on there want to talk about this. I appreciate it, but I'm not going to keep going to the sleep calls. That's not what this program is designed to do. But I do appreciate you reaching out here and trying to help out. So I'm going to take this all into consideration, and I'll give that mask a go again and see what I can do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.